Blog Talk Radio.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. Our fathers, God, to thee, author of liberty, to thee we sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by the might, great God, our King. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners in any country around the world. If you want to discover what the world has to say, log on blogtalkradio.com. And to hear any of my shows that are archived, all of the shows are archived, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. And some of you are thinking why I opened with my country, the tis of thee, sweet land of liberty. Monday is Veterans Day, and I don't broadcast on Monday. And I thought this would be a marvelous time to celebrate our veterans, men and women. So today's show will be a tribute to these marvelous, I mean, can you imagine fighting for your country? Willing to give up your life so that we could enjoy our life? Now, I don't know what the quality of your life, that's your choice. But how many of you were willing to fight for your country? And it just breaks my heart on the news when I see these young fathers leaving their young families to fight to keep you safe and warm. Yeah, America. Warts and all, it's a great country to live in. And you know, while I'm thinking about that, all of you that are here, I don't care what your heritage is, instead of complaining so much about our way, it is our way. Our forefathers made it our way. And instead of hating us so much, you like our money though, don't you? Now this is across the board. Why don't you take advantage of the learning curve and learn the ways of America? And then take it back to your country. Take it back to your community. Put your money where your mouth is. Veterans, you deserve Dom Perignon and filet mignon. Now you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. You could email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. And then if you want to talk with me up front and personal, you may call me on my landline, 847-882-8717. And I do love to get letters. Tell me what you want me to discuss. It's an open forum. You see, we're truly partners when it comes to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. We're in this together, live, We're partners. This gives you an opportunity to share your voice. Whether you agree or not, it's the manner in which you disagree that will make the difference on how long it'll keep you on the air. What an opportunity for you. You know, you're all brilliantly talented. And I don't know what choices you've made in your life that, I don't know, are you living in joy, in gratitude? Do you feel happy now? Do you feel good now? Or are you still competing and comparing? What do you give back to your country? I love that. It just occurred to me, really. What do or have you given back to your country? How do you help support the stellar reputation that we have? Oh, I know, I'm not going to go into politics today because this is all about veterans who deserve the best. And yet, from what I hear, they're not enjoying life to the fullest. Many are getting a raw deal. And yeah, we're going to talk about home-based businesses, too. That could be the answer if you're willing to put forth the effort. If you're willing to put forth the effort, it's really not an effort. It's a desire, a business plan, so on and so forth, but I digress. You could write to me and tell me what's dancing in your heart. Let's all unite in solidarity while paying homage to the power of the voice, voicing our intention, our purpose while holding on to and never letting go of that fire in the belly desire to make a difference, not only in your life, but then as a role model in the world. Or are you just content to be in your comfort zone and you're just really not going to do anything? Let someone else do it. But did you forget that this is your only chance to make a difference in the entire universe? No, this is not a dress rehearsal. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Oh, sidebar. It's freezing in Chicago, and there's someone jogging. Now, remember, you're listening to Live with Kathy, and it is 6:38 a.m. Central Time. Call in 347-637-3789 and share your love of our country and the men and women who have given up their lives so that you could live in comfort and security. Log on, Kathy Watson Speaks, my website. Click on all of the buttons. I just got an epiphany. If you're on the site, go to, excuse me, dears, go to the button that says performance artist. And you'll see David Taylor and I, we perform The Circle of Life. Veterans, another idea for you. How many of you have often thought of being in theater? It's never too late. There is one gentleman in Chicago, I don't know his name, I don't remember his name. I think he's 80 plus, and he's still performing, and he's still memorizing. Now, did you all get your pen and pad out? Did you get your mirror up? Oh, come on, though, before we do that, oh, no matter where you are, just give me a nice big cat stretch. Oh, because you see, this is the first hour, the rudder of the day. You're sculpting your day. You, my darlings, are the designer of your day. You're the artist. How is your day going? All choices, 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 choices. But then first you have to make a decision to make a choice. And why not? I've done this. Why not put together a new, it's a new genre in fundraising. And you veterans could have so much fun with it. Go to the library or log on, A.R. Garney, Love Letters. It's a story about Andy and Melissa. I'm Melissa. And they're two kids who met in school, second grade. And Andy is terribly conservative. Melissa is a little off the wall. You don't have to memorize. This is the beauty of love letters. It could be a new genre in fundraising for you veterans. Isn't that a sweet idea? Now, I'll tell you how uncomplicated it is. Well, first of all, you have to go into rehearsal with me at least three times. And you read letters that traverse 50 years. Oh, you'll laugh. You'll want to just shake Melissa. But then you'll cry. And when I think of the closing, it is so emotional that when I was performing at the Village Players Theater in Oak Park, Illinois in 2006, Connie, who ran the ticket booth, left at the intermission. And I said, Connie, where on earth are you going? And everyone just stopped and waited to see what she was going to say. She said, Kathy, I just can't handle the end of the show. I get so emotionally discombobulated that I have to leave. Because I already know what's going to happen. And I just can't bear to be there when you close the show. You talk about, listen to me, veterans, you talk about an opportunity to get you on the map. What veteran do you know? And you know, you don't even have to be an actor. Now, my first Andy was Frank DeMarco. He, an iron worker. Oh, he was good. Good. Then my second was Clark Weber, the talk show host icon in Chicago. And my third was Bert Nateris. Hey, Bert, happy birthday. You're an octogenarian. An octagon has eight sides. Well, it was in the papers. Need said it was your birthday, so I'm saying, dear friend, happy birthday. He was awesome. Now, the beauty part is that you know don't need a lavish theater. It could be a restaurant, auditorium, high school, I don't care. And the equipment, a table, and then two things to a book stand, but on the table, microphones, and water, and we're good to go. I can't think of anything more inviting. And then you know what we did? We opened it to questions and answers. And every single one said we just couldn't take the closing, the ending. Many of them cried during the entire play because we pushed so many buttons. Now that's another way for all of you veterans to come together and create your own ageless performers. Now with David Taylor and I, you do know, well, how would you know? He is the assistant concertmaster of the world-acclaimed Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Man, we resonate on that stage. And when we're performing, we don't even know that there's a world out there. Because when you love what you do, it's not a job. It's a pleasure. And I keep learning and learning and learning and learning. And then go over to the right and you'll see a video. That's Roger Plummer. It's 17 minutes. However, here again, this is another idea for fundraising. You veterans, come on. You have a creative side to you. And if you need help and direction or just someone to talk about it, you know how to reach me, Kathy Studio, at sbcglobal.net. How exciting could that be? There's a very popular radio host in Florida that wanted to be part of Love Letters, but now here's the deal. This is what you've got to know, darlings. It's your show. You have to set up. I'll give you the outline. You're not doing this all alone. I will give you the outline, but you're going to have to do the preliminary work. And it could be a tribute to veterans all over the country. It could be a traveling gig. Every state will pick a veteran. And what would be the draw? Our tribute to all of you. And bring in a lot of your character and why you decided to challenge the world by going out and fighting for America. That in itself is such a tribute. Mazel tov. Congratulations. A salut Jin Don. You make me proud. You truly do. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And the calling number is 347-637-3789. Discover what the world has to say. Thousands of shows and millions of listeners. And today's tribute to my country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. I'm singing the praises of all of the veterans and all of the young, the grasshoppers, that are stepping out of the box and saying, I'm here for you, America. So all of you that are listening to me this morning, how have you given back? What have you given? What legacy are you going to leave? You see, veterans already have it. Did I live? Did I love? Did I matter? You bet you did. So between that dash, when you came onto this planet Earth and you leave it, what is your legacy going to be? And how do you recognize them? How do you honor veterans? I want you to log on the archive show. It was yesterday. You see, I just don't want them to be acknowledged one day a year. There's an imbalance there. Stop and think. They were willing to sacrifice their lives. They were willing to give their lives, put their lives on the line 365 days of the year. And we here in America only recognize them the one day. Srami se. Prosto. Sramisa is shame on you in Croatian. Prosto is poorly in Croatian. I am an immigrant. Parents came here from Europe the right way. But that's another show. So, darlings, how are you going to celebrate Veterans Day? You see, I don't want it to be just the one day. How can we possibly recognize them all year long? I read in the paper that some people have the idea that they should say thank you every time they see a veteran. Now, be prepared. Some of them are grumps. Truly, truly grumps. And they didn't take it kindly. Yeah, well, what are you thanking me for now? I can't pay my rent. I need medical care, and I'm not getting it. Now, I have to admit, I'm not at liberty to talk about their cause or their plight, because I'm going to be very honest with you, I haven't done my due diligence. But I do know that there are many out there that are suffering. As far as I'm concerned, this is just me. You're number one on the list of, if you need anything, it should be the veterans. Hey, all of you out there that are lying, they're cozy in your bed or in your chair, what did you do? Well, while they were out there putting their life again on the line, what were you doing? What on earth were you doing? Stop and think about it. Don't deny them anything. Now, there is a sidebar. No fair embellishing. No fair adding more to your list of credits. Be honest. Because, you know, that choice, if you're not, it'll come back to bite you in the butt. This is Friday, November 8th. I don't think there'll be, I looked in the paper today, and I don't think that there will be too much. Well, there wasn't. I looked in the paper to see, and oh, it'll be ongoing, you know what, you know what, you know what, you know what. Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to digress a moment. And then I'll come back to the Veterans Tribute. I don't know if I didn't know too much about Charlie Trotter, but he's been all over the city of Chicago. He danced to his own drummer. I would have loved to have met him. He was a chef extraordinaire. And he died the other day. 54 years old. He died. And I started to read about him. And I wondered why someone didn't pay attention to his erratic behavior. He definitely had a stress disorder. Now, this is what I don't understand. I would be very wary. He has this restaurant that was, beyond successful. And about a year ago, he said, I'm closing it. Why? Well, I feel that I'm young enough. I have to look at other opportunities that are out there for me. And then his behavior became more erratic. And I want to know why someone hadn't noticed it. Now, why am I sharing this with you? Because the veterans aren't singing My Country 'Tis of Thee, Sweet Land of Liberty of Thee I Sing. Many are suffering from PTSD. Post-traumatic stress disorder. You know, we're all in this together. They need help. And I'm certainly not casting aspersions or blame on anyone, but darlings, he was only 54 years old. Wasn't there someone there to reach out? But I understand he was not pleasant. One minute he would be jolly, the next minute he would be down deep in depression. So did he close his restaurant for the wrong reasons? He died of a stroke. 54 years old. So if there's a veteran in your life or someone that you could reach out to, maybe as a group, they need to have the human touch. They need to be hugged. They need to be told how marvelous they are, and a very sincere hug and thank you. But then they too have to pay their bills. What are you going to do? I came up with one idea about the new genre in money-making. Theater. And then, darlings, a home-based business. They need guidance. You know how to reach me. If you want to talk with me up front and personal, 847-882-8717. And it doesn't take thousands of dollars to start your business. You know, I started mine when I was 25 years old. And I absolutely loved being my own boss, CEO. And I called the shots. But listen, all of you veterans, you could have a conclave. You could have your own group. Make it a family affair. And we don't cut you loose and you don't know what to do. There are several of us. All you have to do is get in touch with me. And we're not going to charge you any money. This is for you. First of all, we have to resonate. We have to find out what is it that you want. And wait, first of all, are you willing to put it out there? Are you willing to accept the help? Another epiphany. How about writing a book, your story? Shakespeare said the whole world is a stage and we're all actors and actresses. Yeah, you bet we are. And each one of us has a book. Now, you could do it as a solo publisher, author, or you could do it as a contributing author. That's what I did with Choices. First of all, when you logged on and you went to books, you saw The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Man, discover how to look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. Shh, my secrets, my techniques. It's an ebook, it's so affordable. And then you're going to scroll down, you're going to see Choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs introduced by Kathy Watson. There could be a sequel. Veterans Alive. It could be a sequel to Choices, and I shall be divinely happy to work with you. You see, many people, they have the story, but they don't quite know how to put it together. The learning curve isn't there. And maybe it's not a whole book. There are 14 of us that shared our stories of how we overcame adversity and we succeeded. Yeah, we're all celebrities in our own right. You'll be immersed in the power of voice, choice, and challenges. You'll embrace their determination and purpose. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll rejoice in their victorious achievements. Look, it's never too late. You can fulfill your dream. And you can live your life in paradise. Is it spiritual or material? That you decide. Amazon.com. Barnes & Noble, Author House, in soft, hard copy, ebook, Kindle, and Nook. Now, if you're going to buy it by the truckload, be sure and get in touch with me, because I shall be happy to give you a discount, and determined by how many you bought. It's a book that you don't put on a shelf and forget about it. Because, you see, we all have challenges every day, but now you're planning your day today. All of you veterans are planning your day today, too. How's it going? And I think we're all at the point now that you don't have to blame anyone. You all know that you're where you're at today because of your choices. No one else. Absolutely no one else. So think about your life and think about, well, you know what? I like that idea. And, of course, there's a business plan that we have to go through, but we're working together. And that's what this show is all about, Live with Kathy. And then, hey, ever think of having your own talk radio show? Well, back up a minute. Do you have a product service? Does everyone understand you and your product? I'm giving all of you an opportunity to partner with me on Live with Kathy. The introduction is 10 weeks, and we talk, we find out what it is that you want to promote, And your infomercial is heard 4 times a week, 40 times in the 10 weeks. So affordable. But now step out of that curve and think about the infinite possibilities of personal growth for you. Because once you become a partner with me on radio, you're invited to co-host with me. And then we listen. It's archived. You sit back and you listen to yourself on radio. You're either going to love what you're hearing or you're going to go, egads, I do need tweaking. And this is where I come in. We tweak. Then you're on again. Listen to yourself a second time. And, you know, you couldn't pay for this. You would have to rent a recording studio. And I'm offering, this is your opportunity to work with a pro. Oh, yeah. And then we could even segue into Can TV in Chicago, award-winning Kathy Watson. Don't you see the endless opportunities? And it has nothing to do with your label or your age. It's your desire. You could be celebrating the good times right now if you take today and with your pen and pad, write down what it is. Maybe one or two things. Don't overload yourself. I'm thinking of New Year resolutions. Don't. Oh, they don't work. What is the one thing that you know, just has, ooh, you've got that fire in the belly desire to do? Let me hear about it. And then you could decide, oh, you know, Kath, I really love this. And then we take it from that one baby step at a time. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The show is brought to you in part by Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. I married an iron worker. Oh, what a noble profession. There isn't a bridge, a building, a road that is standing today, that could even stand today without iron workers. You're going to see them differently when you listen to this show, because they're co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. Ah, I love illuminating the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family and work ethics that are revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Never thought about them that way, did you? And did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. Choose a career, not a job. And you have to qualify, so you have to call, log on ironworkers.org. And youtube.com/unionironworkers and youtube.com/ironworkersimpact. And if you truly want to know about the International Brotherhood, log on IronFest.com. In August, go on to the archive show, click on August 9th, and hear the voices of all of the international iron workers that came from around the United States and Canada. And boy, do they know how to party. And there was one guy who was in his 80s, and he was still climbing columns. Because, you see, once it's in your blood, you just can't let go of it. Ironworkers.org. Now, in the book, Choices, Rika Cuff has a chapter, Divine Intervention, and she is the 50-plus director of all of you dynamic men and women at the Hoffman Estates Park District. Oh, I don't know how her job is daunting. I don't know how she does it. But if you're bored and lonely, and this is for you veterans too, if you're bored and lonely, contact the senior centers, park districts, and the libraries. Log on heparks.org. Another home-based business idea. Are you good with figures? You see, you have to, if you really want to get back into the thrill of living, take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. You have to take that first step. Start your own home business by accounting. Greg McIntyre is our CPA. ahtax@ameritech.net. He's brilliant. It's all there for the asking if you'll just reach out. I was at having a decaffeinated latte about a week or so ago. And the table behind me, an African-American young man, and, excuse me. Oh, I'm so sorry. That's so annoying. And a lady, and she obviously had quite a bit of business acumen. And, oh, he was so excited about getting started. Well, I couldn't help it. My curiosity was running rampant. I turned around, and I said, well, pardon me while I interrupt you, but what are you going into? Man, you're making it sound like this is what everyone should be doing. And the lady turned around. She said, he's going to be an Avon representative. And if you would like to get started, I have a kit in my car. I said, whoa. And I looked at him, and I said, good for you. He appeared to be early 30s. Now, here's a kid. If you were to say to me, Kathy, what do you think he's going into? Never in a million years would I have thought of Avon or any beauty industry. And yet he's not dumb. That was very wise. Because listen to me, guys and gals out there, the beauty industry has never lost a penny. I don't care whether it was a depression, a recession, an upheaval, a shutdown. We women especially, have money for our makeup. Now, I have a product. Now, stop and think about that. Because all of these home-based businesses have expanded. It's not just the skincare anymore. It's handbags and so on and so forth. And no, it's not sissified, so get over that. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Now, in the Elixir, the ebook, secret number 7, page 42, I share with you my secret for de-stressing our faces. Stress, toxicity, trauma, all leading factors in premature aging. Did you know that anger releases toxins into our body? We're killing ourselves. Many people are dying prematurely from stress. Why? All goes back to your choices. It is so effective, you apply it 3 times a week. Available only through contacting me. And in this case, you could call me on my landline, 847-882-8717, or you could email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Listen to me, veterans. This is a true story. www.letitia.myshackley.com. Now, let's go back in time, backward turn, backward oh time in your flight. Make me 30-something like I was the other night. Lee had, she was adopted, she's married, and she was working with corporate America. And someone told her about the Shackley products. And, oh, she was making over $30,000 a year. This goes back about 30 years ago. That was good money, and women were not recognized in the man's world of business. And one day she decided to quit. She said, I've had it, Kathy. I'm not going to make these guys look good. I quit. So I don't care if you're a veteran, a solopreneur, or retired. You can start your own business without investing huge capital. So she walked into the company and said, I quit, and the president called her a traitor. Now she has to go home and tell Jack, her husband, who has since passed away. Well, he was shell-shocked, no pun intended. He said, you what? Missy? Turn yourself around and go back and tell them you reconsidered, you want your job back. And the president was so intent on keeping her, he offered her a 14% rate, a pay increase, she said no. But I'll tell you what made her really hold firm on her decision. When Jack, her husband, said, you'll never make it. You'll never make it. Whoa, you have to do it. Well, she's in the book. You'll see her photo. She said, really? Well, it wasn't long. I said, Lee, how many times did you want to quit? Oh, she said two or three times a day. But in Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, most people quit, give up 3 inches from gold. You veterans have a gazillion opportunities where I could truly honor and recognize you as solid citizens. You also have to take responsibility now for your life. So she started the business. And of course, you know, she is a millionaire today. Oh, she has been around the world, traversed the world around 8 times, and new cars. And he didn't believe her. She had to go and pick up the car. But she won. It was hers. Carte blanche. He said, I don't believe it. I'm only going with you because I don't want you to be stuck. You won't have a way to get home. So they get to the dealership, and the dealer says, congratulations. Here are the key to the car. You earned it. You deserved it. And she says, well, Jack, well, he'll drive us home. And he almost didn't get in the car. He was afraid that if he did, he would be arrested for stealing. Oh, and she said, oh, grow up. Today, she's pushing 80, celebrating her 80th year in a couple of years. And every month, she gets a 4-digit check. She doesn't even have to leave the house. She built her business from scratch. That's what you veterans could do. So this is a call to all of you around the world. Not only in America, but globally. 2013, the year to reign supreme. Let your voices be heard. Together. I'd love to work with you veterans. We can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. I want you to consider more profitable, less risky, and more of a soul-nourishing approach. It's a home-based business. I did it. I know what I'm talking about. Change is constant. And you have to shift your strategies to accommodate change. But I'm giving you an opportunity to fulfill your dreams. To really challenge yourself with the infinite opportunities of building your own business. Look what Walt Disney did. Look at all of them. They're all ordinary people. But they didn't have ordinary thoughts. They didn't live their lives through other people. Grab that fire in the belly desire to be your own person. You don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. All you need is the desire to achieve. More people are becoming wealthy today, starting from nothing, and that could be you. Hey, guys, this is for you, too, and families. I don't care what your label is. It's pandemic. I want the world to embrace the power of creating what is yours, the authenticity of who you are. Make it a family affair. Leticia, Leticia, myshackley.com. And here's another idea. Veterans, have you ever thought of creating a cruise? And have it be a learning cruise? Your first voyage, here's how to make a splash. I entered that contest in 1992 and I won it, first prize. But that's another show. Don't you see the opportunities that you have there? Oh, I salute you, tribute, you veterans. This is a tribute to you. Veterans Day National Ceremony is held each year on November 11th at Arlington National Cemetery. The ceremony begins precisely at 11 a.m. I wonder why. With a wreath laying at the Tomb of the Unknown and continues inside the Memorial Amphitheater with a parade of colors by veterans organization and remarks from dignitaries. The ceremony is intended to honor and thank all who served in the U.S. Armed Forces. President Wilson in 1919 proclaimed the first Armistice Day with the following words. I will get it for you in a minute. To us in America, the reflections of Armistice Days will be filled with solemn pride in the heroism of those who died in the country's service and with gratitude for the victory, both because of the thing from which it has freed us and because of the opportunity it has given America to show her sympathy with peace and justice in the councils of the nations. The original concept for the celebration was for the suspension of business for a two-minute period beginning at 11 a.m., with the day also marked by parades and meetings. But why just the one day? So many have died so that we may live. Be there for our veterans and our wounded troops. The mission, we're all in this together. Help us honor those who have given so much to protect the freedoms we enjoy daily, our troops who are returning home with visible and invisible wounds of war, faced with an unexpected transition to a new life at home and the challenges associated with entering the civilian job market. They will need all of our help to make sure they are able to do so successfully. To support our troops, the USO, this is a USO mission briefing from Brigadier General John Prey. He's retired. Specifics: to support our troops, the USO is tripling our investment in career development programs for our wounded heroes in partnership with Hire Heroes USA. We will offer over 60 career transition workshops specifically tailored to the needs of our wounded troops next year. What can you do? These workshops, taught by many former service members with combat experience, help our healing heroes translate their varied and diverse military experiences into a winning resume that clearly demonstrate their value to a civilian employer. They were there for us. Now, we need, right now, not tomorrow, not yesterday, I said right now. On the second anniversary of the Armistice, France and the United Kingdom hold ceremonies honoring their unknown dead from the war. In America, at the suggestion of church groups, President Wilson names the Sunday nearest Armistice Day Sunday, on which should be held services in the interest of international peace. When there is light in the soul, there will be beauty in the person. When there's beauty in the person, there will be harmony in the house. And when there's harmony in the house, there will be order in the nation. And when there is order in the nation, there will be peace in the world. If there is to be peace in the world, let it begin with me. With me. You, and you, and you. It is a legal holiday. World War II and the Korean War create millions of additional war veterans in addition to those of the First World War already honored. I wanted to go beyond this. Many of them are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. How can you help? Perhaps you could volunteer to drive them to a business appointment. Perhaps you could help by volunteering and saying, well, what is it that you're looking for? Let's work together. Don't you see it is a partnership? Oh, it would make my heart sing if I just knew that through this show, someone reached out and didn't walk in front of them or in back, but alongside the veteran, and let me help you. How can we make this work? Because you'll never walk alone. When you walk through the storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver song of the lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You will never walk alone. Walk on with hope in your heart. You don't need to walk alone. I salute you, veterans. I salute Jindan. until Tuesday at 11 a.m. Make it a great weekend and celebrate Monday with a genuine heart. This is Kathy Watson. Au revoir.